Over the last few years, television has been full of televised court proceedings in shows like Judge Judy or Divorce Court. Locally, Jones Television has broadcast cases that come before Judge Mary Ann Gunn in the Washington County Drug Court. There are more than 2,000 drug courts in the country, which provide an alternative to prison. Instead of jail time, nonviolent drug addicts undergo intense therapy, monitoring, and counseling. Recently, Judge Gunn halted televising drug court after she asked the Judicial Ethics Advisory Committee for its opinion of the potential national broadcast of her drug court by, quote, commercial media from California. The ethics panel disapproved of both local and national broadcasts. Tonight at 7 in the Arkansas Union Theater on the University of Arkansas campus, a panel will consider this recent controversy in the context of the larger question of the issues surrounding cameras in the courtroom. The discussion will follow the premiere of the 30-minute documentary Therapeutic Justice: Life Inside Drug Court. The film is the second documentary produced by Emmy Award winner and UA graduate Jesse Abdenauer. He now teaches broadcast journalism and mass communication at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. I spoke with him last week as he was driving across the state to Fayetteville for the premiere. After working on the film for 2 years, he says he finished editing the documentary last Sunday. He explains that he got the inspiration for his film while obtaining his master's degree in journalism at the U of A.
I took a feature writing class with Brett Schulte, a professor at the University of Arkansas. And it was for another assignment, an assignment for a print feature story. And I wanted to do a story on Mary Ann Gunn, the judge who is in charge of drug court. And so I had heard about her from a few people that I knew and thought she would make a good profile story. And when I did the research for the story and did the interviews and just put it all together, a lot of it became more about the actual drug court and less about her. It was still based around her, but there was so many interesting facts that I found out and just so many different facets of drug court that I found out about while I was working on that story that it turned into this kind of bigger thing, which was more about the actual drug court. And I just became more and more interested in it. And around the same time, I knew I was going to be producing a documentary thesis as part of the requirements for my master's degree. And I was just looking for a documentary topic. And so when you try to come up with a topic or a subject to do a documentary on, you want to find out if people have done it before because you're looking for a unique story. In any kind of journalism, you're kind of trying to be unique. So there didn't seem to be a whole lot on drug court in general, and there wasn't really much at all as far as movies or documentaries on the Northwest Arkansas drug court. So I figured this is a great story. No one's really done it. You've got all this drama because of the people that are in drug court. You've got Mary Ann Gunn, who is such a forceful, energetic personality. You've got, people trying to beat their addictions, and it's kind of an uplifting story a lot when people graduate from the program. So, it's got a lot of feel-good elements, too, and you kind of root for people. There's a lot of human interest. There's a human interest element in it because you get to know some of these people that are in drug court when you watch the TV show or when you watch my film. Hopefully you kind of get to know these people at least a little bit, and you're kind of rooting for them to succeed. And so that is the human interest element is a big element in stories, as you know. The human interest element is a big part of just looking for a good story and trying to find a story that will connect with people. So there was just so many elements that kind of scream out at you to do a story on it. I figured I had to make this my next documentary.
Now, prior to your work on this documentary, did you have any knowledge of drug court or how it worked?
No, not at all. The way I found out about drug court was probably, I never even heard of drug court until I heard about Matt Jones. And that's another element that I thought was another hook or another interesting part of the whole tale is just there's this local celebrity NFL football player who brought a lot of attention to drug court and brought it to my attention because I had never heard of it before. And so I just heard he was going through it and I didn't know much about it. And that kind of got me intrigued. And so that's pretty much how I found out about drug court in general and specifically the Washington-Madison County drug court.
And one of the interesting things that's going on right now is that Jones TV has filmed it for the past couple of years and aired it on their television station. And now they were talking about going national with it. And Judge Gunn had talked to an ethics board about it, and they didn't think that it was ethically right. And that's one of the things that you'll be talking about at the premiere on Monday, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
From your perspective, how do you feel about the whole situation, ethically speaking?
Well, ethically speaking, I think it's fine. I'm no lawyer and I'm no judge, but I've done a lot of research in this area. I wrote a paper about the history of cameras in the courtroom and how that might relate to drug court cameras. And most of the research that's been done on cameras in the courtroom in general, in civil and criminal cases, you know, more regular courts, is that the camera really has no effect as far as affecting the outcome, as far as affecting whether someone is guilty or innocent or whether justice is being served. So overall, most of the research seems to show that cameras do not affect the bottom line. Now, there has been some research that shows that cameras make people a little more nervous and people might act a little differently. I mean, I think, you know, I've been shooting video for over 10 years. I was in TV news. I shot a lot when I was a TV reporter, news reporter, and sports anchor, sports reporter. And I know that once you turn the camera on, once you hit record, you can't help but change something. I mean, whether people act, you'll go to a football game and people will start acting crazy or, you know, fans, or you'll see people walk away. They'll be really shy. So the camera, they'll either play up to it or play down to the camera. It affects things for sure. But as far as serving justice, I don't believe, and from what I've read and what I can tell in my layman's opinion as far as legal issues, it doesn't seem to affect the bottom line. So I would say that they should continue the TV program. And as Judge Gunn would say, this is an educational benefit to the community to be able to see drug court. And again, it's like a real life drama that's unfolding in front of your eyes on TV. Now, I mean, there is an entertainment value to it. It's on TV and people want to watch it. So in some way there is an entertainment value to it, but I still see it as mostly educational because again, it can be, you know, Judge Gunn sees it as well. She hopes that parents sit down with their kids and watch it and use it as kind of a maybe a motivational tool to show some of the effects, what can happen when you get addicted to drugs. I believe that Judge Gunn has also stopped going to schools for the time being. And I also think that's unfortunate. I hope that continues in the future. Because I think again, it's a good educational tool to show the reality of what drugs can do to people's lives. So another thing that I tell people is that, and other people have said this too, I'm not the only one, TV cameras and cameras in general seem to take the fall for the media. They take a lot of the blame for just all media, when I don't really see much difference between a print reporter going to a drug court session and writing down everything that happens and printing it in the paper. I don't see how that's much different from shooting video of a drug court session and then just showing it. You know, again, there's no evidence that, from what I can tell, that electronic media disrupt the process more than print media. So I think, unfortunately, even people in the legal field kind of jump to conclusions about cameras and just automatically assume that they are corrupting the process.
Now, during your work on this documentary, Was there anything interesting that you learned or anything that surprised you?
Well, there was plenty interesting. I mean, it was one of those kind of topics where there's no shortage. You don't really get bored very much because there's always something happening in drug court or something going on. As far as things that surprised me, well, I was kind of surprised at how effective the Washington-Madison County Drug Court is. They have one of the highest success rates in the country. And again, when you're thinking about doing a story, this kind of makes it a better story if there's all these unique things going on in this particular drug court and it's successful, because Judge Gunn recently won an award. She won an FBI award in Washington, D.C., and we have that in the film. We follow her as she goes to Washington, D.C. To accept this award. She wins an award for the work that she does in the schools. And so she was being recognized on a national level, and drug court is being recognized on a national level for being successful. I think the average success rate, average graduation rate for drug court is around 60%. They're somewhere around 80%. And I have these statistics a little more spelled out in the film. But I was surprised at how effective this particular drug court is. And I think you have to credit Judge Gunn for some of the success. And, I wouldn't be surprised if going to schools and having the drug court on TV contributes to the success rate.
So this will be the first public screening of your documentary. It's still early, but do you have plans to show your film elsewhere?
Yes, I'd like to, definitely. I was hoping to submit it to different film festivals around the country. That's something I did with my last film, the Knocked Out movie. And I was able to get in some film festivals with that one. So I'm hoping to kind of travel down the same road, submit it to film festivals, and possibly I would like to get it on the local PBS network, AETN, if they would like to have it. So those are two avenues that I'm really hoping to explore, at least at this point, just AETN and getting it in some film festivals.
And what are you hoping that audiences will get out of coming and seeing your film, either now or at a future film festival?
Well, I think documentaries are a different animal because you want them to be entertaining, but you also usually, most documentaries, you want to kind of have an angle and you want people to take something from it. I think drug courts in general are just a great program. And they're not perfect, but I think that they're a much better alternative to prison. I think that they've proven to be much more effective than prison for treating addiction. And so I guess I hope people really take away the fact that drug court should be supported, and Northwest Arkansas Drug Court and what they're doing, that should be supported. And just that it's something that, people don't know a lot about, and hopefully this movie will open their eyes to it and just, at least if nothing else, educate them on drug courts and what they're all about and why I think that they are a good alternative.
Jesse Abdenauer's documentary, Therapeutic Justice, Life Inside Drug Court, will premiere at a free screening at 7 o'clock tonight in the Arkansas Union Theater. Following the film, a panel including an attorney, journalism professor, retired circuit judge, local drug court participant, and Abdenauer will discuss the pros and cons of cameras in the courtroom. I spoke with Jesse Abdenauer last week. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.